You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Attention listeners, we're making our final descent.
We boarded 828. We had no idea what a tortured, life-changing journey we were about to embark on.
And Spider-Man always saves the day.
Everyone keeps telling me how my story is supposed to go. Nah, I'm gonna do my own thing.
I'm Jared Hall from Entertainment Weekly, and here's what to watch this weekend, Friday, June 2nd to Sunday, June 4th. We're counting down the weekend's top five must-see picks from TV and movies. But first, your entertainment headlines. Luke Hobbs is officially back, and in a much bigger way than Fast and Furious fans ever expected. Dwayne The Rock Johnson announced on Thursday that, after appearing in the Fast 10 mid-credits scene, he's returning to the franchise for an all-new movie centered on his character, Luke Hobbs. EW has confirmed that the untitled Fast and Furious film is not a sequel to Fast and Furious Presents Hobbs and Shaw or another spinoff, but rather a continuation of Fast 10 that will serve as a bridge into Fast 10 Part 2. But what about that feud between Johnson and franchise star Vin Diesel, you ask? Well, Johnson addressed it in a video posted to social media. Have a listen.
Despite us having our differences, me and Vin, you know, we've been like brothers for years, and despite having our differences, when you lead with the idea of, number one, resolve, but then also you just think about the future and you think about plans that are much bigger than ourselves, and those bigger plans are the bigger build-outs. Those bigger plans are the North Star, as I always like to say. The North Star is always my guiding light, and whatever endeavor or opportunity that I am in, that I'm passionate about, I always keep a North Star in my clarity and in my focus. And in this case, the North Star is the franchise that we love, the North Star are characters that we love, and the North Star are fans that we love. So when you add all that up, it's really not a hard decision to make. It's a yes. So yes.
And there you have it. So, this new Fast and Furious film is not to be confused with the upcoming Fast 10 Part 2, nor does it provide any further indication on when the franchise will officially end. Speaking of endings, Billy Joel and Madison Square Garden jointly announced on Thursday that the legendary singer's residency will come to an end next year, a full decade after it began. The final show of Joel's MSG residency will take place in July 2024. It will mark his 150th performance at the venue. And after reading a series of body-shaming tweets aimed at her, Lizzo revealed that she's considering quitting the music industry. The Grammy winner unleashed on her critics this week, responding to a viral tweet shared by a conservative commentator who criticized the 35-year-old singer's body by using footage from Lizzo's recent concert tribute to the late Tina Turner. She shared several tweets from her now-protected account in which she hit back at the hurtful words. She wrote, quote, "I just logged on, and this is the type of shit I see about me on a daily basis. It's really starting to make me hate the world. Then someone in the comments said I eat lots of fast food. I literally stopped eating fast food years ago. I'm tired of explaining myself all the time, and I just want to get on this app without seeing my name in some bull." She continued, "Y'all really need to touch grass. I'm not trying to be fat. I'm not trying to be smaller. I'm literally just trying to live and be healthy. This is what my body looks like, even when I'm eating super clean and working out. Y'all speak on y'all know nothing about, and I'm starting to get heated." The About Damn Time singer finished by addressing people she says haven't had an original thought or fresh air in years. and clarified her stance on body positivity when it comes to her creative output, writing in all caps, quote, "Being fat isn't my brand. Being fat is what my body looks like. That's it. That's all. My brand is feel-good music. My brand is championing all people." You can read Lizzo's tweets at EW.com, which is where you can get more on all of these stories, plus other news, reviews, interviews, and more, including our 2023 Pride cover featuring Harvey Guillen. Don't say I didn't warn you, folks. Do not turn off the lights. Our number five pick this weekend is the bone-chilling new movie, The Boogeyman, based on Stephen King's novel of the same name. It stars Yellowjacket's Sophie Thatcher as Sadie, a teen who's trying everything she can to help her little sister Sawyer stop seeing a monster in her room at night. But when the creepy being begins haunting Sadie's dreams too, their dad, played by Chris Messina, steps in to help rid them of the demon. Here's the trailer.
When there are scary things we don't understand, our minds try to fill in the blanks. Sometimes the best thing to do is to face it. So this light is going to be completely solid like it is right now. Then gradually, it's going to start flashing until it's totally dark. So you can see that there's nothing to be afraid of. Okay? See? That's not so scary, is it? Just you, your sister, and me.
Okay. It's not real. It's okay. It's okay.
It's all just in your head.
There's no such thing as monsters. You need to grow up.
I'm serious, Sawyer. I need to be alone.
You're both having these manifestations.
What is this supposed to be?
It's the thing that comes for your kids when you're not paying attention.
Listen to me.
Okay. I'm listening. Sweetheart, let me handle it.
So what's real and what's only in their dreams? Find out in The Boogeyman in theaters now. As Hilary Duff once sang, can you be tough? Say enough is enough. You can even be blunt. Just do it with love. And that is our next pick, the season premiere of With Love, the Prime Video comedy series that follows Emma Retuvia's Lily Diaz and Mark Indelicato's Jorge Diaz Jr., two siblings on a quest to find love and live their best lives at each other's sides. Now this season, Lily's caught between two men, and Jorge gets into his first real relationship, but he may have a problem with his Beau's family. Take a listen.
Lil, why don't you just take a seat?
Why does it feel like my brother's about to break up with me?
That's very astute of you, because I actually am.
Wait, are you kicking me out?
Never leave again.
You have a tendency to lose yourself in a relationship. Once a cute boy comes along, you neglect the things you care about.
Happy birthday to me.
Did you go skinny dipping? Now, Hallie, Hallie, oh my God, you're still in love with my sister?
I love you. I love you, Lily. Who do you want to be with?
Danger zone, Lily Diaz. Henry's my first real boyfriend.
I love you, faults and all.
What faults? I was so worried about Henry's parents not liking me that it never occurred to me that I might not like them. They're proud Texans. Henry texted me today, which one of these cowboy hats looks best with my suit?
Yeehaw!
No hats, Henry. No hats.
Is there a chance for us?
This isn't some random boy. Nick is my best friend. What if this proves we're not meant to be together?
I need to grow my business, move out of my parents' house, fall in love, get married, become Beyonce's personal makeup artist, and live happily ever after.
Your generation exhausts me. When I'm going home.
The emotional journey goes as follows. Shock and awed arrival. Dance your face off mid-party. And then we end with that gut punch of, will we ever find love like the Diaz family? Miss you already.
Well, with family by your side, there's always lots to love. Hopefully, all episodes of With Love are streaming now on Prime Video. You're not a human being, you're a star. Our number three pick is the new HBO series, The Idol, which stars Lily Rose Depp, yep, daughter of Johnny, as Jocelyn, a rising star in the world of pop music and a newcomer to the Hollywood scene. Abel the Weeknd Tesfaye's Tedros is a self-help guru and leader of a contemporary cult. He takes Jocelyn under his wing and shows her how to play the fame game by first getting her hands a little dirty. Here is a preview.
You're the American dream. Rags to riches. Trailers to mansions. You are f***ing Jocelyn.
Just be you.
Easy. I'll just do that.
I'm telling you right now, these people in here are gauging whether or not you still got it.
I just wonder about the strippers.
They're kind of out-femming her with the flips and the dips and the...
You're too distracted. I'm ready to block out all the noise.
I'm sorry, who are you?
I'll sing.
Do you feel this right now?
Oh, no, thank you. I think I just fell in love with you.
What does that mean, he's taking over the house?
He's brainwashed her.
Hmm? Not a human being. You're a star.
Never trust a dude with a rat tail.
Well, this series comes from The Weeknd himself, as well as Euphoria creator Sam Levinson, and the show has already made lots of headlines. Allegations of a toxic work environment on set, coupled with the show's explicit subject matter, have already caused lots of online chatter. By the way, Levinson has teased that Alexa Demi will be making a guest appearance as her character Maddie Perez from Euphoria. The Idol premieres Sunday night at 9 on HBO. It's trivia time. We're swinging back into the Spider-Verse this weekend. More on that in a couple minutes. Shameik Moore voices Miles Morales, aka Spider-Man, in both Into the Spider-Verse and Across the Spider-Verse. But a different actor voiced Miles in the Disney XD series Ultimate Spider-Man. And hint, hint, he has a long history with Spider-Man films. Who was it? Donald Glover, Brian Tyree Henry, or Lakeith Stanfield? Stick around for that answer, as well as our top two picks and soundbite of the week. What to Watch will be right back.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back to EW's What to Watch. This week's finale of Ted Lasso was filled with emotional and tender moments, as well as some of the show's funniest scenes ever. One between Jason Sudeikis' Ted and Hannah Waddingham's Rebecca just so happened to deliver on both when Rebecca was contemplating her future. And it is our soundbite of the week.
You know, I was thinking I should travel abroad.
Eat, pray, love style, right?
Well, more like drink, sleep, f***.
Number two.
Brace yourself. This landing is about to get turbulent. Our number two pick this weekend is the finale of Manifest. The NBC-turned-Netflix series is dropping its final batch of episodes today, and hopefully all your questions will be answered. In the first half of Season 4, which aired last fall, we learned that members of the mysterious Flight 828 are having a hard time fitting into regular society. They discovered that the death date the passengers thought would be their final judgment day is, in fact, judgment day for all of humanity. An apocalypse, some would say. And the crazy hallucinations and spiritual experiences? Well, they're just getting started. Here's the trailer.
When we boarded 828, we had no idea what a tortured, life-changing journey we were about to embark on. Now we're finally at the end.
We are not resolving enough callings to survive the death date, and like it or not, that includes the rest of the world.
Angels sing.
Cal's glow is back.
I didn't ask for any of this.
Silence. None of us asked for any of this.
I wish I could tell you everything that's gonna happen, Mac.
Tell me.
If I tell you about the future, it'll change your decisions.
God has chosen me to guide the worthy through the final judgment.
Angelina, capable of projecting as anyone,
she'll be heading here in any minute.
It is my duty to bring on the end of times.
Just find Angelina and stop her.
Yeah! This is it. We have no more time.
If anybody can rally the troops, it's you.
We've been given an opportunity. Reminder of what's most important. It's time to be with the people you love. Hold them tight.
Please. We're connected, Cal.
Angelina?
Tomorrow. Tomorrow might be all we've got.
Well, find out what really happened in The Glow when Flight 828 disappeared for 5.5 years on the final episodes of Manifest, streaming now on Netflix.
Number one.
You can't run from your destiny. Our number one pick is Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, the sequel to 2018's hit and Oscar-winning animated movie Into the Spider-Verse finds Miles Morales, voiced by Shameik Moore, contemplating what many Spider-Men have in the past, how to balance his superhero life with his personal life. And once he journeys into the Spider-Verse once again alongside his trusty friend Gwen Stacy, voiced by Hailee Steinfeld, he realizes there's an entire world of Spider-People he knew nothing about. Have a listen to this preview.
My name is Miles Morales. I'm Brooklyn's one and only Spider-Man. And things are going great.
Oh, yeah. You were supposed to be here at 5.
All right, whatever.
Whatever?
Wow.
Whatever?
So are you like a cow or a Dalmatian?
I am the Spot.
That's not funny. Don't do that.
Miles's grades are pretty good. A in AP Physics.
That's my little man.
And a B in Spanish.
What?
Ooh, okay.
Miles.
Are you trying
to... Mira, eso es imposible.
I gotta go. All right, bye.
He's lying to you. And I think you know it.
What's up, danger?
Miles!
Want to get out of here?
Oh, when? So wait a minute. There's an elite crew with all the best spider people in it?
What? Who's the new guy?
This is unbelievable.
This is the lobby.
Miguel O'Hara.
The whole thing was his idea.
What's a guy got to do to join this spider team?
You can never be part of this.
Don't even get me started on Doctor Strange and the little nerd back on Earth 1999-99.
Come on, go easy on the kid. He had a terrible teacher.
Peter.
Miles.
Mayday.
You have a baby?
I have a baby.
I'll take it from here. Miles, being Spider-Man is a sacrifice. You have a choice between saving one person and saving every world.
Send me home.
I can't do that.
I can do both! Spider-Man, always!
Not always.
What about Uncle Ben?
If not for Uncle Ben, most of us wouldn't be here.
Can't stop me now!
You can't run forever, kid!
I can't lose one more friend.
Miguel, this isn't what we talked about!
You knew?
I had no idea what you're doing!
Everyone keeps telling me how my story is supposed to go. Nah, I'm gonna do my own thing.
All stations, stop Spider-Man!
You can't me.
And then I looked at my uncle and...
Let me guess. He died?
Well, now Miles has to choose between saving one person or saving every world in the multiverse. It's a tough dilemma, but nothing Spider-Man can't handle. Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse is in theaters now.
Trivia!
And finally today, the answer to our trivia question. Who voiced Miles Morales in the Disney XD series Ultimate Spider-Man? Donald Glover, Brian Tyree Henry, or Lakeith Stanfield? That would be the one and only Donald Glover. Now, Glover's link to Spider-Man goes all the way back to 2010 when hashtag Donald for Spider-Man went viral online thanks to a fan-driven campaign for Glover to play Spidey in the Amazing Spider-Man films. The role ended up going to Andrew Garfield, but Glover did indeed go on to voice Miles, make an appearance in the live-action Spider-Man Homecoming, and is set to star in and produce an upcoming movie about one of Spider-Man's most underrated foes, the Hypno-Hustler. Well, that is it for our show this weekend. We'll have more news and must-see picks for you on Monday, so be sure to follow or subscribe to What to Watch so you don't miss our daily recommendations, more of which can be found at EW.com. I'm executive editor Jared Hall. You can find us on Twitter at EW and at Jared Hall. Thanks for listening, and have a great weekend. This episode of What to Watch was written by Callie Shep and EW staff. Edited by Sammy Junio, produced by Ashley Boucher, hosted and produced by Jared Hall, and executive produced by Chanel Johnson.
What to Watch.